G'day, let's get stuck straight into the second lesson in module one as we continue to break down the audience element of the online video strategy blueprint. In the previous lesson, you detailed the customer avatars you're marketing to. And now, armed with that understanding, we'll be analyzing the journey that that customer goes on to eventually buy from you. In marketing circles, they call this the customer journey or customer funnel. And as we understand how people buy and their motivations, needs, and actions along that journey to purchase, we can be so much more effective in creating the right video content and using it in the right way to move our audience to action. And the cool thing is, it's all directly related to human nature. So it's ingrained in all of us. And as online video strategists, when we can harness this understanding, it's kind of like a marketing superpower and one that your clients are going to love you for. So whether we're buying a donut as we walk through the local shopping mall or deciding which law firm to work with on a complicated legal matter, we all go through the same overarching buyer journey. That is, we feel a pain, we seek solutions, and then we decide on that solution. Too simple? Well, it kind of is, but let me break this down for you further. We can consider the journey that a buyer goes on in basically three main phases. That is awareness, consideration, and purchase. Buyers will move at their own pace through that journey, or at a pace that we encourage them to move from left to right. That is from a phase of awareness of a need, through a consideration of their options, and then eventually to making a purchase, a conversion, making a sale, and everybody wins. And as they move through this journey, their needs change, and so does the way that we, as marketers, need to be communicating to them. See, the thing is that people buy with emotion, and they justify that decision with logic. Like I said, it's human nature, the way our brains work. I kind of liken it to dating. Consider that first date. You're at the awareness stage of that journey, and as such, we understand the importance of dressing nice, smiling, making eye contact, telling stories, and perhaps even making them laugh. We're doing things to get them to connect with us on an emotional level, to provide a good first impression, as we understand it's so critical in getting to that next stage and therefore further dates. And if we've successfully connected on the right emotional level with our date, then we move to the consideration stage. Now, this is where we need to continue to connect emotionally, but some rational decision-making starts coming into play. Our date is now wanting to learn more about who we really are. They want to feel informed, to understand that they can trust us, that we fit with what they're really looking for in a partner, and so on. So if we've done a good job here, and everything's going well, then the relationship moves to the final stage, the conversion. Now, I'll let you work out on your own what the conversion is in my dating analogy, but let's just say that if we go straight for the conversion, we'll usually end up with a slap in the face. Unfortunately, for so many in marketing and sales, that's exactly what they tend to do. They go straight for the sale, for the ask, without respecting the customer's journey and spending time building the right relationships first. Now, let's consider what's actually going through the heads of our customers as they move through the various phases to purchase, and that's where the real gold lies. You see, at the awareness phase of a customer journey, a potential client or prospect is predominantly dealing with their own emotion. That is, the emotional connection they feel about the problem they have that will potentially, eventually, lead them to buy from you. Now, this emotion could be a negative emotion or a pain point, or even a positive feeling, perhaps excitement or anticipation of what's to come. At the awareness phase, a customer isn't thinking about who can solve their problem or even rationalizing about what their problem really is. They're all about, what's in it for me? And when we understand this, the importance of communicating to the target audience with their needs, desires, and emotional state in mind becomes really clear. Now, we'll be breaking down the goals element in module two. However, it's here that we see how the goal for our video strategy needs to align with this customer journey that our target audience is undertaking. You see, what we're aiming to achieve, the goal, in this first awareness phase is to connect on the right emotional level with our audience, to get them to buy into our brand well before we ask them to buy. We need to assume here that the audience is cold, That is, they've never heard about our brand before. And through this first phase, we want them to sit up and pay attention, to connect emotionally with what we are all about and start them on the road to feeling that we are the right fit for their needs. In marketing terms, the customer journey is often represented as a funnel, where awareness is at the top of the funnel and the audience size is considerably larger. But as an audience moves through to purchase, the audience size gets smaller and much more ready to buy. At the awareness phase, we're all about getting people into the top of the funnel. And the best way to do that is to appeal to an audience's emotions, recognizing that emotions is what drives every purchase decision from the outset. So do this right, and the customer will be positively aware of our brand and ready to engage further on the journey to potentially buy from us. So now, as they move into the consideration phase, there really is three main things that an audience needs. In short, they want to be educated, informed, or inspired. At the consideration phase, an audience is interested in potentially purchasing, but is not yet sure who to buy from, or even if they will be buying. As such, they're seeking to engage further, to learn more, to have their questions answered, and seek out the right fit for their needs. Emotions are certainly still at play here, but rational decision making is starting to become apparent. They've potentially bought into your brand already, but are you actually the right fit? Can you deliver on the promises you've made, and can you actually help them? So the goal here is to educate, inform, or inspire, to provide value to an audience without the expectation that they will buy from you. If you do this well, you'll move the right portion of the target audience further down the customer journey into the final phase, which is conversion. And as we move into conversion, human nature continues to play a part, as now our target audience's rational brain takes control. Emotions are somewhat set aside, as now it's all about the facts and the figures. The audience is saying to themselves, okay, I get what you're about, and I think you're awesome. I also feel that I can trust you and you're a good fit for me, but can you actually deliver? And what's the process of buying from you, working with you, or using your product? Am I actually making the right decision here? Recognizing where your audience is at now, we understand our goal is to answer those lingering questions, to allay any final concerns a potential customer may have and get them across the line to buy. By providing rational information in a strategic and human-centered way, we'll be able to move the audience effectively through to a sale. And at the end of the day, that's what business is all about, right? Now, there is one more phase to consider here in the customer journey, and that is where a customer is following a sale. Ideally, we now consider them as in the advocacy stage of their journey. That is, they've bought from us, and now we want to encourage them to buy again, or to tell others about us in order to further increase brand awareness engagement. In the advocacy stage, it's all about maintaining positive brand connections and providing content that empowers an advocate to stay connected, to consider future purchasing, and to share their experiences with the world. In fact, if we consider the customer journey in this way, we can imagine that it isn't really a linear journey, but rather a circular one, where advocates drive new awareness into the top of the funnel and the journey begins again. Understanding how your customer avatars move through their journey to buy from you is such a critical step in crafting an effective online video strategy. This insight into who we're communicating to and how we need to speak to them at various stages provides the backbone to strategic marketing and the direction needed to ensure we're creating and using the right video content in the right way at the right time. As we move into lesson 3 of the audience module, we'll be getting tactical, and I'll be sharing with you a simple tool and a downloadable template that we use to better understand the audience along that journey online. And I'll see you in the next lesson.